From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Next Tuesday is the deadline to enroll in health insurance through the federal marketplace to guarantee coverage beginning January 1st, 2016. For some local health organizations, that means an uptick in clients. KBIA's Daniela Vidal reports.
So this is my favorite part of healthcare.gov. It is what I call the plan browser. And if you go to healthcare.gov proper, it's on the left, a little bit in the middle.
Jeremy Malarski is a program manager at Primaris, one of Columbia's many free health consulting firms. This is the third year he's helped patients navigate the health insurance marketplace under the Affordable Care Act. And this year, he says he's seen more clients wanting to find out what their best options are for health insurance, if they should enroll in the ACA marketplace or not. And he knows talking about health insurance can be a touchy topic.
When you talk about health insurance, you're talking about a product that causes anxiety. We have to think about our own mortality. We have to think about our family budget. We have to sit down and go over numbers.
Malarski says the first thing his clients want to know about is affordability. The second,
what is covered and what happens if I get sick? For some people, a lot of clients want to know, well, if they have a chronic condition like diabetes, if they're living with a risk of heart failure, how much would it cost them to actually go?
And he says those two questions are pretty straightforward to figure out. There are tools on the ACA website to calculate cost. But there is one big misconception about the ACA that Malarski says causes confusion among his clients: the penalty fee.
It's hard not to be affected when somebody who is in a particularly vulnerable population and working hard and they don't qualify for subsidies and they think that they're going to have some kind of huge fine, and that is just not true.
Well, at least not in all cases. It's true there's a penalty fee for those without health coverage. For adults, it's $695 or 2.5% of your income, whichever is higher. But there are exceptions for homelessness and for those facing eviction or filing for bankruptcy, to name just a few.
They just have to ask for it. They have to come in, they have to file their paperwork, and we turn it in. And they can even file at tax time, too.
Malarski says for some clients, signing up for health insurance can be life-changing.
I have a client who had a baby who would not have considered having a baby if she did not do this. She is an entrepreneur. Her husband is a graduate student. They don't make a great deal of money. And they had never had health insurance before fall 2013. And they have a little baby now. And she shows me pictures every time she comes in.
To start the new year with a health plan, the deadline to enroll requires completion of an application and payment of the first premium on the insurance plan. For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Daniela Vidal.